It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Around 100 demonstrators from Black Lives Matter and other progressive organizations peacefully rallied at the Colorado Capitol after President Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports other protesters were more confrontational.
The protests began as mostly a celebration of the change in Washington. Rick Bryant, a retired forklift driver, says he feels a huge sense of relief that former President Trump is no longer in office and is glad to have a president that, quote, listens to common sense. Bryant says he's been anxious for the past 4 years.
It's over with now. He's gone. Thank God. Yeah!
Later in the day, several dozen protesters dressed in black and carrying communist flags chanted anti-Trump and anti-Biden slogans. They burned a large American flag and a Trump flag. Law enforcement tried to put out the fires, but eventually allowed them to burn. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There are pictures of Inauguration Day at Colorado's Capitol at CPR.org. Colorado will get $2.4 million in CARES Act money to support its tourism industry. The state's tourism office says it will use the money for projects aimed at driving a faster recovery for the industry, which has been heavily affected by the pandemic. Similar federal grants have also gone to Florida, South Carolina, and Louisiana. Boulder County is launching a mental health program that offers support to those affected by two wildfires that burned in the area last fall. The Cal Wood and Left Hand Canyon fires covered nearly 11,000 acres. They destroyed homes and buildings and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. The new program connects people with mental health providers. It will also cover some of the costs of therapy sessions. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.